So again, I apologize for that little bit of a delay, but it's great to see everyone again this morning for my favorite 30 minutes of the week, our three ideas in 30 minutes, a way to get us energized and excited for the Parsha, Parshas Re'eh, the Shabbos. And do I have some exciting ideas for you? Now, one of them is particularly exciting for me, and I couldn't decide whether to share it at the beginning or at the end, so we're going to go at the beginning. We're going to jump right in with what I think is a magnificent, really a magnificent idea. It's from the Maor Vashemesh, Rav Klonimus Kalman Epstein, and he writes the following. Very first pasuk in the Parsha, this coming Shabbos, tells us, Re'ei Anochi Nosein Lifneichem Hayom, Bracha Uklala. Now we're going to speak about this pasuk twice, actually, this morning. But the pshat, the literal interpretation of this pasuk, is very simple. Hashem says, Re'ei, see, Anochi, me, referring to Hashem, Nosein Lifneichem Hayom, Bracha Uklala. I place before you a bracha and a klala, blessing and curses. Says the Maor Vashemesh, you have to read it a little bit differently. And it's based on a pasuk earlier in Devarim, where the pasuk tells us, Anochi omeid bein Adonai uveinechem. Anochi omeid bein Adonai uveinechem. It's the anochi. It's the sense of ego which stands before Hashem uveinechem. It's our ego. It's our sense of self-worth which stands before us in Hashem. Says the Maor Vashemesh, Vizeu Anochi, Shemashe Adam Machzik Atzmo Liyesh, the more we consider ourselves something of value, Be'ez Adavar, Zehu Omeid Bein Hashem Ubeinichem. That's what stands in between us and Hashem. The more we believe in our capabilities, in our talents, in our efforts, that is a barrier between us and Hashem. Because ultimately, what is everything dependent on? Everything's dependent on Hashem. I am just, we say on Yom Kippur, we say in the mornings, v'nachnu ma, what are we? Right? Ma'anu, ma'chayenu, right? What are we? What are our lives? We are simply here pawns. We're tools of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring Him and His godliness into this world. And so says the Maor Vashemesh, Anochi omeid bein Hashem uveinechem. It's that sense of Anochi. It's the sense of ego which stands between us in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more we believe in ourselves, in our own hype, and our own capabilities, that serves as a barrier between us and Hashem. But says the Maor Vashemesh, and this is the beautiful idea, what does our pasuk say in this week's parsha? Re'ei Anochi Nosein Lefanechem Hayom Bracha Uklala. Listen to the words carefully. Anochi Omeid. Anochi Nosein Lefanechem Hayom Bracha Uklala. Says Hashem, the Anochi, the ego that you have can either be a bracha or a klala. How gorgeous is that? Re'ei Anochi, the Anochi, that sense of ego, is a bracha or a klala. It's a klala if it's misused. If we start to believe in our own hype, if we believe in our own capabilities and talents and our ability to create and control in this world, then the Anochi, then our egos are a klala. It says the Maor Vashemesh, our egos, that sense of self-worth, can also be a bracha. Because he says, Kishe'adam omeid lishpoch sicho livnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that when you and I come to have a conversation with the Creator of the world, we step foot into Shmona Esrei three times a day. Think about that for a second. How amazing, an extraordinary of an idea that is. That you and I, mortal, finite human beings, three times a day, get to enter into a conversation with the Creator of the universe who cares about what you and I are talking about. That is extraordinary. What gives me the right to have that conversation with Hashem? I am, after all, imperfect. Throughout my day, I make mistakes. Mistakes, by the way, which if it was a Melech Basar Adam, if it was an earthly king, he would say, off with your head. And yet I make those mistakes all the time, every single day, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, come, my dear sweet Philip, let's have a conversation with each other. Right? That's an amazing idea, one that I am not worthy for. It takes, if you think about it, says the Maor Vashemesh, an amazing amount of chutzpah to enter into the conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because I could very easily say to myself, I'm not worthy. Who am I? Right? I have no ego. Who am I to be able to enter into a conversation with Hashem? And so therefore, says the Maor Vashemesh, the Anochi, the sense of ego can either be a klala, if I use it to believe in my own hype, if I use it for self-aggrandizement, if I use it to build myself up, then it's a klala. But if I use the ego to recognize that I can accomplish amazing things in this world, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem put me in this world as his shaliach, as a messenger, to bring a sense of kedusha into this world, that I am worthy of a conversation with Hashem, then says the Mor Vashemesh. That same ego, instead of being a klala, instead becomes a bracha, and now becomes the greatest blessing. He says, "Vizeu amru re'e anochi." Hashem says, look at your sense of ego. Look at your sense of self-worth. Perush, what does that mean? Shemasha adam machzik atzmo liyesh. That which a person considers themselves liyesh. We consider ourselves something of substance. Davar zen nosin lifnechem bracho klala. Says the Mor Vashemesh, that sense of self-worth can either be a bracha or it can be a klala. Shebeim tsarech lahachzik atzmo levarech lemelech malchei amlachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you need to get it together to think that you can really have an audience with the creator of the world, zem muchrach lios lischazek lios leish shelo yisbayish liyidabek bo b'Hashem yisbrach. Don't be embarrassed to come before Hashem. Don't think you're unworthy to enter into Shmon Esrei and have a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And if that's your sense of self-worth, az yivurach bebracha. Then your ego, then your existence on this earth, says the Mor Vashemesh, becomes a bracha. Achein, however, be'im hu misnaseyes atzmo shelo letzorech klal. But if I build myself up, not because I'm trying to better the world, and not because I'm trying to better other people, but simply for my own pleasure, and my own desires, and my own ego, ze shamar achar kach klala. That is what it means that the ego can be a klala. So idea number one, I think it's gorgeous. I think it's such a beautiful play on words. It's based on the Mor Vashemesh. Re'e anochi nosein lifneichem hayom. Hashem says, I placed the anochi. I place your ego before you today. And that ego can either be a bracha or it can be a klala. That ego can either be the biggest blessing or it could be the biggest curse. Beautiful idea number one from Rav Konamus Kalman Epstein, the Mor Vashemesh. Idea number two comes from Rabbi Menachem Gnack. It's actually a vort, it's actually an idea by the Vilna Gaon, but I saw a quote in Rabbi Gnack has a sefer on the Parsha. It's called Ha'aros Ala Torah, and in there Rabbi Gnack says the following. If you look at the pasuk, Re'e Anochi Nosein Lefnechem Ayom Bracha Uklala, you'll notice that the word Nosein is written in Lashon Hoveh. It's written in the present. We would have expected that the pasuk would have said, Re'e Anochi Natati Lifnechem Hayom Bracha Uklala. Right? That I had given you blessing and curse. After all, Hashem is not going to reveal himself. I mean, maybe he will. But in all likelihood, Hashem is not going to reveal himself to us on Shabbos morning. So he's not physically giving to us Bracha and Klala on Shabbos morning. He gave it to us many generations ago. So the pasuk should say, Re'e Anochi Natati Lifnechem. I have placed before you. Ask the Vilna Gaon, quoted by Rabbi Gnack, why is it Nosein? And he explains beautifully, Laval Ya'aleha Adam Bedato, that a person should never think, Ki Abechira Nesuna Lanu Rak Bereishis Haderach, that we only get to make a choice once in how we're going to conduct our lives and what our behavior is going to look like and what habits are we going to sustain. We should never think that those decisions were only made once in our lives, and after that, whatever path we're on, that's the path I'm on. I can never change. I can never break those habits. I can never become a different person. Therefore, says the Torah, Re'e Anochi Nosein, I'm placing it in the present. Lashon Hoveh, it is in the present. Hainu She'omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Adam, says the Gra. It's as if Hashem tells a person, Kol Yamecha Ad Hayom Acharon, our entire lives, from the day we're born, until the day Hashem takes our neshama back, Nosein ani lefanecha efsharut levchor baderech hatov. Hashem says, I give you the potential, I give you the possibility to choose wisely. Afilu biyom amisa, even up until the very last second. So Nosein, says the Vilna Gaon, quoted by Rabbi Gnack, is a reaffirmation of our sense of bechira chafshis, of our sense of free will, of our ability to change, just because I was one way yesterday doesn't mean I have to be that same way today. And just because I've had a system of habits over the last 30 some odd years doesn't mean I have to have that habit going forward. I can change who I am. I can break those habits. No saying. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving me that possibility every single day. And therefore, says the Vilna Gaon, that's how you understand the next word in the pasuk of Hayom. Hayom is a beautiful word. And if you pay attention to the Torah readings over the next couple of weeks, we're going to use the word Hayom a lot of times. Because the word Hayom is an expression of, don't just think that I've been so bad up until now. What does God really want from me? Right? I lived a life that was, let's just say, not so fully appropriate. What am I going to do now? It's too late at this point. So therefore, the pasuk says, Hayom, that a Baal Tshuva, that any one of us, from the day we're born until the day we pass, we can change who we are. Hayom, it starts today. Don't worry about the past. And don't stress about the future. Worry about today. You and I know that anytime you've tried to change something, that your mind plays tricks on you. That your mind tries to convince yourself, that's not who I am. I've never been that person. I was always this way. Or your mind will tell you, I'm not going to be able to sustain it. Right? I might be able to learn a blot of Gemara today, but you and I both know I'm not going to be able to contain it, sustain it for 7.5 years. So what's the bother even trying? Says the Vilna Gaon, no, that's the beauty of the Pasuk Hayom. Hashem doesn't care about what you did in the past. And Hashem doesn't care about what you do in the future. Hashem wants you to commit yourself to today. Today I'm going to be a better person. And I got news for you. If every single day you and I are a little bit better than we were yesterday, a little bit better, that's going to lead to incredible amounts of changes. And so says the Vilna Gaon, both the word Nausein in the present and Hayom, today, is an affirmation of our ability to change, of our ability to break those bad habits, of our ability to become a new person. What greater message is there on the Parsha where we're going to bench Rosh Chodesh Elul as we come into the month of change? A reminder that just because this last year may have been very challenging and may have brought us into some bad habits, self-destructive habits in some regards, right? But Nosein Hayom, Hashem says, I'm giving you today. Don't worry about what happened yesterday. And don't obsess about what might happen tomorrow. Today, be a better person. Today, be the best version of yourself. Today, be the person that you always wanted to be. And that's why Rabbi Ganak adds on to this beautiful vort of the Vilna Gaon. He says, that's why the culmination of our tefillah on Rosh Hashanah is the song Hayom. Hayom Tam Tzenu, Hayom, right? Hayom, 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 Hayom. Why are we saying Hayom, says Rabbi Ganak? Because we want to remind ourselves on Rosh Hashanah itself, Hayom Yachol La'asos Tshuva, that today I can do tshuva, I can be the person I want to be, U'lishanos Darcho, and I can change whatever habits I had done in the past, La'haschil Mechadash Ketinok Shenolad, that today I'm like a newborn baby. Don't worry about yesterday, don't obsess about tomorrow, but today, be the best version of yourself. And so the words Nosein and Hayom are a reminder of the beauty of the present, of what we can accomplish, of how we can change, of how we can be the person that we always wanted to be, no matter what age, no matter what stage of life, and no matter how challenging coronavirus has been for us. Hayom, you and I have today. Let's make the most of it. A beautiful idea by Rabbi Ganak. So idea number one was the magnificent idea of the Maor Vashemesh, about the ego, the double-edged sword of the ego. The Anochi is a bracha and a klala. It could be a klala if I use it to build myself up, to amass wealth and kavod and honor for myself, then it's a klala. But if I use that sense of ego to bring myself and others closer to Hashem, to bring Kedusha into this world, then the Anochi is a bracha. Idea number two is from Rabbi Ganak, the magnificent idea of Re'eh Anochi Nosein in the present. Hayom, today, is a reminder of our ability to change, that you and I should never view ourselves as if we are a fixed product, but we should always view ourselves by our ability to continue to grow and to continue to become a better person. And if you look at the greats throughout history, they have manifested that concept. They've always been hungry and always looking to grow. They've never viewed themselves as finished product, and that's what always inspires us about them. Okay, Idea number three comes from a different part of the Parsha, and that's from the Iran Nidachas. Of course, the Torah tells us that if there is a city that is completely idolatrous, you and I have an obligation to go and to wipe out and completely destroy and eradicate that city. And not only do we have to destroy the city, you can't leave anything over from the city whatsoever. The Mishnayos and the Gemara and Avodah Zarah talks about this at length, but none of the spoils of war can be left over. You literally have to destroy every single last bit of Avodah Zarah. And the Pasuk over there tells us, "V'lo yidbak bi'archa me'uma min acherem," that you can't have any little bit from the spoils, "L'man yashuv Adonai mecharon apo," so that Hashem will walk back his anger. And because you destroy the Zira Nidachas, Hashem will shower you with mercy. And the question is so obvious. Is the contrast between the Pasuk. First part of the Pasuk talks about extreme cruelty. That you and I, well-meaning people, have to destroy a city. We have to kill everyone. We have to burn everything. I mean, think about that. It's extraordinary. In the magnitude of the cruelty that you and I are expected to display towards an Iron Nidachas. And yet, in that very same Pasuk, towards the end of the Pasuk, it talks about, yeah, and Hashem's going to bless you with mercy because you're such a great guy, Yashakayach, you're going to get Mafti Yonah. The juxtaposition between the first part of the Pasuk and the last part of the Pasuk is astounding to me. It's striking between the cruelty and Hashem's promise for mercy. The Netziv, in a very famous comment, building himself off of a comment of the Minchas Chinuch, where he writes, "Acharei ha'pa'ulos nimshachim halavavos," which is a nice way of saying that you and I are naturally influenced by our actions. That we may have been created with certain sense of inborn traits, right? I might have a proclivity for this, and you might have a proclivity for that. But nonetheless, we are judged and determined by our actions. And so says the Netziv, the fear here is that when you and I go out and destroy an Iron Nidachas, when we manifest cruelty, even though you and I are a good person, I'm a good person, I think. I'm a nice person, I'm a kind person, I'm a generous person. But says the Netziv, the fear is that when I go out and destroy an Iron Nidachas and have to commit genocide, then what's going to happen is, whether I like it or not, says the Netziv, I'm going to make a habit out of murder. It's going to become part of my DNA because my destiny is determined by my actions. How I behave determines who I become. Right? Acharei ha'pa'ulos nimshachem halavavos. And so says the Netziv, she'ahoreg nefesh na'aseh achzar b'teva. If you kill someone, whether you killed right or wrong, even if you did it for genuinely nice purposes, so you become an achzar. You become that person. You become a cruel person, says the Netziv. And so here we have a catch-22. On the one hand, the Torah tells us to murder and to destroy an Iron Nidachas. And on the other hand, if I do that, I'm going to become a cruel person. So what do I do, says the Netziv? Baal korchenu aleinu lahargil kama anashim. Laharog v'lios achzarim, says the Netziv. Whether we like it or not, the end result of our destroying an Iron Nidachas is we are going to train a generation of people who are murderers. And we are going to train a generation of people who are cruel. So what are we supposed to do? Says the Netziv, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to give a special blessing of V'nasan Lecha Rachamim. Hashem gives us a blessing of mercy so that we don't become overly desensitized to the value of human life. Because even though we're doing the right thing, nonetheless we're committing murder, Hashem has to give us that added bracha. Avinasan lecha rachamim, I'm going to give you a blessing of mercy to counterbalance, to recalibrate what we quote-unquote lost by destroying the Iron Nidachas. In this Netziv, it's a very famous Netziv, but I think it's a powerful Netziv, and it's why I'm sharing with you here this morning, because it's a reminder of how much our actions dictate who you and I are and what we become. I gave this example, I think actually yesterday, ironically, but I've definitely given it in the past. If I tell you I'm a very generous person, I say Philip Moskowitz is an enormously charitable person, and then you were to look at my tax returns and see that I give 10 cents of tzedakah a year. So you would come to me and you would say, you're not a generous person. I'd say, no, I'm telling you, I'm a generous person. You would say, no, you're not. You're not a generous person. I would say, but how do you know I'm not a generous person? You would say, because look, you didn't give any charity last year. How could you say you're a charitable person? I said, don't look at what I gave. In my heart, every time I saw a poor person, I thought to myself, I should give him tzedakah. And every time I walked by a homeless person, I kvetched in my heart and I said, oh, I should really give that person. Aren't I such a charitable person? So you would say, no, you're a fool. You'd say, you're a fool. You might be a good person, but you're not a you're judged by your actions, right? If I told you that I'm a really nice guy, and then you looked at my criminal record and you saw that I've, you know, murdered 15 people and robbed 20 banks, you'd say, how can you say you're a good guy? I'd say, no. Every time I murdered someone, I thought to myself, you know what, I'm doing this because I'm a good person. You'd say, no, you're not a good person. You're who you are is judged by your actions. That, says the Netziv, is exactly what the fear was for Yirmiyahu Nidachas. Now, this idea comes up again later in our parsha. Because over there, the Pasuk actually tells us, Nason Titein, that you and I have an obligation to give charity to the poor and to the needy. And on that idea of giving charity, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos tells us, V'hakol lefi rov ha-maaseh, that everything depends on the abundance of good needs. There is an amazing Rambam on that Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Again, the Pasuk, the Mishnah says, V'hakol lefi rov ha-maaseh, according to the abundance of my good deeds. Says the Rambam, She'hama'alos lo yusku lefi shir godel ha-maaseh. Don't think that rov ha-maaseh means the greatness of my action, how big my check is, ela lefi rov mispar ha-maaseh. Rather, it's by the number of times that I do it. Okay, that's an amazing idea. It's a chiddush of the Rambam. When the Rambam says, when the Mishnah tells us, v'hakol lefi rov ha-maaseh, that it's all according to the abundance of the good deeds, don't think, says the Rambam, that means the size of your check. If you write a check for $10 million once a year, I'll take it, the shul will take it, and we'll put your name on the building. But that doesn't make you a good person, says the Rambam. That's not going to transform who you are. If you want to transform who you are, says the Rambam, instead of giving it a $100 check once, give $100 100 times. Because every single act of giving transforms who I am into a giver. It develops a cycle of behavior, a cycle of actions that not only earns you a mitzvah, but actually transforms me in the process because of my actions. And so the Rambam is a beautiful complement to this idea of the Netziv, where we are judged by our actions, that who we are is because of our actions. And if I commit myself to a set of actions over and over and over again, in this case, it's giving charity, eventually it will transform who I am into becoming a charitable person. And so both Yirmiyahu Nidachas and the mitzvah tzedakah sensitize us to the role that actions play in shaping the people who we are and who we want to become. I saw this great quote, Dr. Alan Wheelis, who in his 1960 bestseller wrote How People Change. He said, we are what we do. We are what we do because it's our actions that define us. And the longer and more consistently you and I commit ourselves to a set of actions, the more integral that behavior will become to who we are, into our very identity. Frank Thibault, one of the great motivational writers, once wrote, listen to this quote, we should be taught not to wait for inspiration to start a thing. Action always generates inspiration. Inspiration seldom generates action. Right? Action always generates inspiration. Inspiration seldom generates action. And so as we go into Elul, and we're dreaming of where we want to be in 30 days, and in 40 days on Rosh Hashanah, and on Yom Kippur, and the people who we want to become, and the habits that we want to break, and the new habits that we want to form, it's a very simple formula. It starts by committing yourselves to a set of actions that you are going to do with regularity and consistency over the next 30 days. In fact, if you look up online, Dr. Tal Ben-Shachar, who spoke at BRS a number of years ago, he did research. And his research was about how long you have to do something before it sticks. And guess how long the research shows you have to do something before it sticks? This is not me. This is Tal Ben Shachar. 30 days. He says if you do an action for 30 days, then it becomes part of who you are. Isn't that crazy that Elul is 30 days? Right? That's how we transform who we are through our actions. So we saw three ideas in 30 minutes. Let's review them. Idea number one was that beautiful idea from the Maor Vashemesh. The Anochi Nosein Lifnechem Hayom Bracho Klala, that our sense of ego can either be a blessing or it could be a curse. If we use it for the wrong purposes, to build myself up, it's the ultimate curse. It's what separates us from Hashem. If we use it for the right purposes, to recognize how much we can accomplish here on this earth, how much we can bring Hashem into this world, then it's a bracha. Idea number two is the idea from Rabbi Ganak, the present tense of Nosein in Hayom, a reminder that you and I can change every single day. That just because we were something yesterday doesn't mean we have to be that same way today. And even if we won't be that person tomorrow, still today, Hayom, you and I have an opportunity to transform ourselves and to break any bad habits. And idea number three was this beautiful insight of the coupling of the Netziv with the Rambam as a reminder of how much our actions shape who we are and how much they can transform us through regular consistent actions. You want to be a charitable person? Give charity regularly. You want to be a person who does chesed? Do chesed regularly. You want to be a person who commits themselves to Talmud Torah? Take a little bit of learning Torah and do it regularly. It'll become who you are. Anyone who's ever done Daf Yomi knows this. Anyone who's ever committed themselves to an exercise regimen knows this, that when you do something with regularity, it becomes part of who you are and you become transformed in the process. And so, I want to thank you all for joining, and I want to offer us a bracha that as this week, as we bench Rosh Chodesh Elul, you and I should be zocheh, we should be meritorious to take all these ideas to heart, and that 30 days from now, 40 days, we should enter into Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, new people, people ready to engage in a fresh relationship with Hashem, not burdened by the troubles of the past, not burdened by the anxieties of the future, but really seeking and striving to become the best versions of ourselves.